Sophie Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Above average rainfall forecast for parts of eastern Australia over summer won't dampen the bushfire risk for many. I caught up with Australasian Fire and Emergency Service Authorities Council's Rob Webb to hear which areas are most likely to experience blazes.
The fact that we have a La Nina on our doorstep at the moment doesn't take away from some of that fire risk across parts of Australia. On one hand, the rain is great to put fires out, but on the other hand, it does promote fuel growth. And over large parts of the inland plains, New South Wales, parts of southern WA, there has been prolific grass growth. So although it's wet now and flooding, as things dry out through the heat of the summer, there is that increased potential in those areas. It's one of those timely reminders when it comes to bushfire that the floods are one thing, but it only takes a few short periods of the hot dry winds and the grass is starting to dry out.
Yeah, that's right, Rob. Always a risk. You mentioned those particular areas of concern in New South Wales and WA. How are we looking in the ACT in Victoria?
Well, over the ACT, there's parts of the ACT, particularly the forested areas, that are still recovering from those devastating black summer bushfires. Forest fuels take a long time to bounce back. So the experts at the ACT RFS are suggesting that it's below average in their forested areas, but probably normal in their grasslands at the moment. Stretching down into Victoria, again, large areas of eastern Victoria that burnt 2019-20 summer would anticipate below average, but there are and more normal conditions where there has been grass and crop growth in the central and western parts. But that, I should say that even a normal summer in Australia sees bushfires, so there's no time for complacency doing the preparations at this time of the year, whether it's a La Nina or an El Nino. The preparations are very important so people know what to do if fires start to develop.
Well, that's it, and it's about getting prepared. And I guess, you know, this outlook not only helps landholders prepare, but also the authorities who will potentially be battling flames heading into summer.
Yeah, look, we'll do anything we can to help the collective mind of the emergency services. And what we do in preparing the outlook, we've gathered the experts from around the country, from each of the fire agencies, match them with the Bureau of Meteorology and sit down and think of what are those messages or what is the real threat in the upcoming months. So it's another one of those beacons for people to take some further actions, allow the emergency services to look at their resources over the coming months. But just importantly, it's that reminder at this time of the year in particular that the days of 40-degree plus and strong winds are only around the corner. And despite the floodwaters on the ground now, it's still important to do your plans. Make sure you understand if you're in a bushfire-prone area and reach out to your local authorities wherever you are in the country. And understand what you can do to help prepare your home, but also prepare your family to make the right decisions.
That's right. It's about having those plans in place. I guess we saw some good examples during the Black Summer bushfires of, you know, people having to flee at the last minute. It's about making that decision as to whether you'll stay or whether you'll go, and it's good to have those in place early.
Yeah, having them in place early and listening to the advice of your authority too. Who've been through it before and can help you make those decisions ahead of time in your plans as well. It's so important to make them during blue skies. Don't wait till the smoke's around you. And that's like any of Australia's many natural hazards that we have. It's understanding if you're a threat from them and just knowing what you'll do. And talk to your kids as well. Talk to your kids about what they should do in those situations, because these things don't always follow the clock, and they might always you might not always be lucky enough to be around your family at the time, and they need to be able to follow the plans themselves. Sitting around the kitchen table and having a chat about what you might do under certain situations is absolutely vital.
That's Australasian Fire and Emergency Service Authorities Council's Rob Webb there. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.